And I'll tell you something else. You got to be careful the way you dress your little girls. You dress your little girl up to be a little whore. She's supposed to cover her thighs, too.
This past week, we've covered conscience and Gnosticism, and we see how they are incompatible with each other. And maybe the impact of their incompatibility doesn't seem consequential to you. After all, there are God-fearing Christians who have slipped into some Gnostic habits. But let's look at how the difference between a life and a Christian profession differ when it's lived by a conscience ruled by the Word of God versus being ruled by this intuitive, mystic, revelatory system of personal messages from God.
You know, we love to say nonsense that does not at all represent the truth.
First, you have now listened to samples of the horrible sermons tolerated in Christian fundamentalism. Now consider your pastor. Does he preach the text for what it says, which reflects a Christianity based on the rule of the Bible over conscience, or does he preach as he feels led? Which holds authority over his preaching, the Word of God itself, or his revelations from God on how to adjust the text and say anything he thinks he should say in his sermon?
And Dr. Jack Howes was up preaching, and he was giving his two-hour lecture on Let's Go Soul Winning. And it was hilarious. Of course, he had the spiel down. You got to hear it. If you never heard it, he made a record of it. It won a national award for a recording. And he was giving, I was laughing hysterically. My dad was laughing, you know. We just thought this was the funniest thing. We were enjoying it, very convicted and enjoying it.
What did you learn growing up in your church? Did you learn that stealing is wrong? That lying is wrong? Did you learn that repentance is essential for salvation? Or were you told to repeat a prayer to get saved? When you doubted your salvation, were you told to examine your life for evidence of Christ at work in you? Or were you told to pray the prayer again to drive down a stake to make sure that your prayer really took hold and you got it right? Yes, even that reflects the two ways of Christian living. When you live under the authority of the Word of God, you measure your Christian life by the evidence of Christ at work in you. But if you regard the Christian life as a series of initiations into higher and higher levels of godliness, which is a Gnostic philosophy of sanctification, then you have to keep getting your initiation experiences right. This is why so many Christian fundamentalist young people have doubts about their salvation. They think it's the prayer that saves, the initiation process that saves, which is the prayer. It's not. Jesus saves us. When Peter sank under the waves, what saved him? The correctness of his plea to Christ to save him, or Christ himself?
They've got baggy pants and hip-hops and bit overalls. What are all of these? They're standards. They're just standards.
As a young person, did you learn that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance? Did you learn that true religion is humility before God and to deal justly and compassionately with all men? Or did you learn that you need to stop wearing trousers and stop listening to certain types of music? Did you learn that we are to forgive our enemies? Or did you learn to hate gays? Which did you learn? One reflects a life of Christian conscience lived under the Word of God, and the other reflects a life lived under the ascetic and superstitious principles of Gnosticism.
God wants you to learn to crank up yourself. You have a propeller. You need to twist that rubber band down inside yourself, and you need to learn to get yourself going. He wants you to crank yourself.
When you hear Jeff Owens preaching and the kids are whooping and hollering, does that strike you as the work of the Holy Spirit? When your feelings get all revved up by a preacher and you've got conflicting emotions of guilt and laughter and sentiment all rising and falling inside you, do you believe that is the work of the Holy Spirit? Or do you recognize that the work of the Holy Spirit can be at its most powerful when you are at your weakest, even when you're miserable? If you're a lamb, if you've been abused by clergy, have you had those dark moments of the soul when it seems that you can never forgive the wicked man who harmed you and the wicked church that sided with him? If you have dark moments like these, do you pray and confess this weakness and ask God to teach you to forgive? That doesn't seem like strength or faith, but actually it is. Have you learned that faith comes in when strength goes out? God tells us that his power is made perfect in weakness. When you live under the authority of the Word of God over your conscience, you will learn over time that his strength does prevail over your weakness. It takes time to learn the power of faith, but you'll never learn it in a Gnostic version of Christianity. Faith enables us to grieve when we are weak and to wait, and yet still to know that God is there.